standing on the corner of Oderberger Straße and Bernauer Straße, looking into a big, deep, sandy hole where foundations are being dug for a new building. And it's so sandy. I'm sure if the weather was a bit better, there would be Berliners down there with their beach umbrellas and their towels. It just shows what sandy soil Berlin is built on. And that's part of our story today. We'll come to that in a bit as we work our way along Bernauer Straße to see the signs of history along the road. First thing we come across on our walk along Bernauer Straße is a memorial from the Shame Wall, Der Schadenmauer, of Bernd Lunzer, who died on the 4th of October 1961, trying to escape to the West Berlin. Another memorial to a victim of the wall, Olga Segler, died the 26th of September 1961. And now we've come to a part of Bernauer Straße where the route of the wall is marked, and next to Brunnenstraße, something that looks a bit like a zebra crossing going off across the route of the wall, and it's marked as the Flucht Tunnel 1971, the passage of a tunnel leading from the east to the west. And looking down the street, I can see a second tunnel going off at an angle marked in the ground. And here by this second tunnel, which was dug in 1962, memorials to Family D, Flucht, 16th of 10th 1961, Eine Frau, Flucht, 12th of the 9th 1961, and Ella K, Flucht, 11th of September 1961. So a family and two women who escaped through the tunnels. A few meters further on, Gunter P escaped in July 1963. So back to our sandy hole in the ground. It's just as well for all these people escaping that Berlin was built on sand and not rock.